In the Bahamas, first responders and aid workers are still struggling to help the places hit hardest by Hurricane Dorian. A week ago, the massive storm devastated the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama. Christy Delafield is Director of Communications for the global humanitarian organization Mercy Corps. We reached her earlier today on Grand Bahama Island. Christy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Can you describe for us what the devastation on the two islands looks like at this point?
Absolutely. Mercy Corps' team visited Abaco Island a couple of days ago, and I was able to go with them. That island is nearly totally destroyed. The winds and rains that came from Hurricane Dorian as it sat over the two islands for about 48 hours just leveled homes, businesses, buildings. At this point, almost everyone has been evacuated from that island. Here, where I am now on Grand Bahama in Freeport, things fared a little bit better. The buildings and infrastructure were a little bit better, but there's still very little cell phone service, no electricity, and most places do not have running water.
And are there still people who have not been evacuated from Grand Bahama?
Absolutely. There's been some evacuation from Grand Bahama, but not nearly on the level that we're seeing off of Abaco. People are kind of trying to stay here, repair their homes a little bit. As you drive around, everyone's got furniture, clothes out in their yard drying in the sun. There are long lines at gas stations as people are trying to get fuel for a generator or for their vehicle. If their vehicle still runs, the flooding was so severe that many people's cars were damaged and are now inoperable.
What are the biggest priorities right now, both for the people still on the islands and the people who have been evacuated to other islands in the Bahamas?
Well, back in Nassau, there are various shelters being set up. Here on Grand Bahama, Mercy Corps is really focused on getting clean water to people, food where we can do it, all of the things that you might imagine, tarps, rope, things that people would need to repair homes and shelters. There are additional thunderstorms coming in this weekend, so we're a little bit concerned about people whose roofs aren't quite ready to have another storm. And one of the unexpected things that you might not imagine being helpful in a disaster is Mercy Corps bringing in solar lanterns that have little USB chargers so people can charge their phones, contact their loved ones, get information about where supplies are being distributed, and also contact emergency services.
And they're lanterns, so they give light when the electrical infrastructure is down, an added bonus there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very dark at night here, so it provides a little bit of light, maybe a little bit of greater feeling of safety and security, which is really important after a disaster, you can imagine.
And I read, I think it was on the Mercy Corps website, there are immediate needs in the recovery, but this is a recovery that's not going to be done in days, weeks, maybe even months, right?
Absolutely. This actually has an eerie resemblance to what I saw in Puerto Rico, and Mercy Corps' team is still in Puerto Rico 2 years later, and I wouldn't be surprised if it were similar here. The level of destruction is just so significant. So in this emergency phase, we're really focused on getting people those supplies that they need right away, but that we're also looking towards the future and thinking about what the long-term recovery needs to be like. And so we're contacting local organizations and trying to understand what we can do to support them as they prepare for that next phase.
Talking to Christy Delafield from Mercy Corps, looking at the latest news and recovery efforts in the Bahamas, especially the most affected islands after the hurricane slowly passed over them. Christy, can you describe in a little more detail the damage that stalled hurricane did and the different risks that posed to the people there?
There are two key types of damage that we're seeing. There's the wind damage. And I mean, you just wouldn't believe it. One car thrown on top of another. We saw a boat on top of a two-story building on Abaco Island. Roofs ripped off, windows blown out. And then the second type of damage is from the flooding. Anywhere from 18 inches to 8 feet of floodwaters rushed over this city, and people's homes were just completely inundated. So anytime you have that level of flooding, the water, it's salt water, first of all, and then it can become contaminated with toxins. Whatever else it's picked up and is carrying around becomes infused in the things that it touches. So we saw a dentist office where they lost tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment. We've seen homes that have been completely destroyed. And you can see the water line on the wall of how high those floodwaters were.
What is it going to take to not just, again, meet these immediate needs, but to rebuild, for people to move in, reopen businesses, things like that? That is not a quick fix, it sounds like.
It's not. And it's going to start with a little bit of kind of muck and gut, where people are just pulling out debris, sorting out what's salvageable, what isn't. People are drying things out, can be dried out. They're trying to figure out if equipment can be restarted. A big part of the repair and recovery is testing electrical lines, because once those floodwaters have gone in, if that's compromised your electrical lines, there's risk of fire, there's risk of injury, and we really want to be sure, not me personally, right, but the authorities want to be certain that people are safe and that where possible, they're going to have to go in and repair electrical lines in homes and offices and public buildings.
Now, tragically, I understand over 40 people are confirmed to have died as a result of the hurricane, and the government is still assessing who is missing. What do we know about those latest efforts?
Well, there are different numbers floating around. What we do know is that there are at least several thousand people who have been unaccounted for, and it's not clear what's happened to them. Any loss of life is a tragedy in this situation, and we're really concerned that those numbers might be rising as the authorities get more information.
Now, some people, as you mentioned, were evacuated elsewhere in the Bahamas. The United States is pretty close. There were some ferries, I understand. What do we know about people seeking at least temporary shelter in the United States?
Well, we certainly encourage the United States to issue visa waivers or exemptions for people who are trying to seek safety in the United States. I don't know the exact numbers of where people are going. I think that the largest numbers are certainly going to shelters in Nassau, and that they're ramping up a response there to provide shelter for people and other support, food, water, you name it.
Now, people here in Wisconsin are probably looking to help. I'm sure a lot of people will be. I've talked to other people who do disaster relief work who say donating in kind, donating things like clothing or water, things like that, not always the best answer. What do you say to people who are thinking about making a donation?
I think that the fastest, easiest, and best way to help is to give cash. I think that in-kind donations are fantastic for local organizations in your community, where you can easily get them to those organizations and you know they're needed. In a response like this, where logistics are so challenging and we're trying to move things onto two islands, the airspace is dangerously overcrowded. It's really tricky. The best thing that people can do is give cash. And if you want to learn more or give to our relief efforts, you can visit www.mercycorps.org.
Christy, I'll let you get back to working with your team there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Christy Delafield, Communications Director for Mercy Corps. We talked to her today about the state of Hurricane Dorian disaster relief in the Bahamas.